What's shaking? Hey, I'm Rick Jordan. Today, we're going all in. Last week, I was in a studio for 2 days straight, and it was really, really awesome. It's a show called Office Hours. I've been on it. It's a show by David Meltzer. If you don't know who David Meltzer is, he is a legendary sports agent and entrepreneur. He ran Lee Steinberg's agency as a CEO. Lee Steinberg is Jerry Maguire. Yeah, from like 15 years ago. Everybody's seen that movie, right? Like, you had me at hello, or I think that's the line. I don't know, but I think it is. I don't know, but we got thumbs up. Okay. So I'm in the studio for a couple of days, and I'm talking with a lot of awesome people, interviewing literally like 18 guests a day. People like Neil Patel, people like Chris Gardner, which ironically, I changed my flight to come home early on Friday night. And I interviewed Chris. If you don't know Chris, he's Will Smith played Chris Gardner in The Pursuit of Happiness, his true story, going from homelessness to being on Wall Street. And he was being interviewed on the show Spotlight, but then he was also a host with me for two episodes over the course of Thursday and Friday. And I've had coffee with him last year at his penthouse on Trump Tower, the 36th floor. It's beautiful. I met him actually 15 years ago, right after the movie came out, and I brought that up when I was interviewing him. And just talking about some of the things that affected his life in that way. But then because I changed my flight, he and I just happened to be across the aisle from each other on the plane on the way home, and got to know each other even greater. And we're staying connected, which is pretty awesome. But throughout his career, and this is what got me thinking of this, because then it was brought up a couple more times this weekend. I'll go back to Chris in a sec. It was an article from a woman who had been trying to get a job for a year. This was in Business Insider. I have a subscription to Business Insider amongst the Wall Street Journal and some other things. And as a side note, if you're not consuming good information about life and business, you're really missing out, because that's a way to actually continue to allow you to grow professionally, is just keeping up on what's going on in the world, especially when it comes to business. You know, if you think it doesn't affect you, it does. You'll have a greater sense of value to be able to provide to the company that you're working for here, and just really good knowledge about how things operate within business and in life. This woman, she had not been able to get a job for a year, and she changed one small thing on her resume. One small thing. She actually started out her resume with her education, right? And she was an MBA, and she had all these accolades and these certifications and all this stuff. And she actually ended up putting that at the bottom of her resume. And at the bottom of her resume was this section now. And it was almost like a sub thought, right? I'm not even like an afterthought, but a sub thought of an afterthought. And she just listed out her experience and things she had been through first. You know, so I start thinking about us, because in what I did is I ended up coming home from this event with Chris, and I watched The Pursuit of Happiness with my kids, ordered some pizza, watched it with my two 16-year-olds and a 14-year-old. And I start to look at them and I'm like, we're going to watch this, because I was just with this guy for 2 days and the story's great. I only saw the movie once 15 years ago, and it was a good time with my kids. But this got brought up again when I'm watching the film, because, and I forgot this about Chris Gardner, as he's applying for this internship as a stockbroker, they're literally going through like, what's your experience? Have you ever done this before? No. It was like, well, what's your education? You know? And he's like, high school. He ends up, of course, if you know the story, because he ends up being a harder worker than anybody else. He ends up, because of his son, and the times he had to drop him off at daycare and pick him up, he had to condense into 6 hours what all these other 40 interns were doing in 9. So he had to dial faster. I mean, even little things like back then, you literally had to pick up the phone, right? And these other interns, 40 interns, and just one person was going to get the job. They would hang up the phone, pick it back up. He figured out that he could save 8 minutes a day by literally just tapping the click thing. I don't remember what it's called, right? The hook, whatever it is. I mean, that was a long time ago. Now it's just tap on the phone on your screen and that's it. But he could save 8 minutes a day, right? To work up the list. And then he started forming networks and all of these other things. But I see this article over the weekend about this woman who decided to highlight what she had been through professionally and what she had learned from those experiences. and education became, and certifications became a subthought. Not even. That was like page two, right? And who actually reads past the first page of a resume when you're interviewing somebody? It doesn't happen very often. Here's Chris Gardner, who had never been a stockbroker before, did not have an education, actually started learning this on his own, and then ended up freaking crushing it. I mean, the guy is a multi-millionaire, and I've been to his place in Chicago last year having coffee with him. It by far is the best view in the city, period. You can go to the observation deck of, I still call it the Sears Tower, then it was the Willis Tower, now I think it's a no-name tower, or the John Hancock, right? The 110th floor, then also the 95th floor of the John Hancock. But this is on the 36th floor of Trump Tower, and it just literally wraps around, and you can look at, because Trump Tower is right on the river, and you can just have this amazing view right out to the lake, and you can literally walk around this overhang, which the patio, the penthouse patio is like 5,000 square feet in itself, and you can see the entirety of the city. It's beautiful. All this coming from a guy that didn't have education, didn't have certifications, and had this amazing, amazing American dream story. And as I'm talking this morning with Oscar, who's my assistant, we're talking about different ways of presenting things, right? And not talking about the features, right? But actually articulating the value of what you can deliver and what you bring to the table first before anything else. Because in sales, a lot of people used to talk about like feature benefit, right? And line item all this stuff and say, here's all the technical specs of something, right? And here's what it might do for you. Here's what it's going to bring for you. It's like, no, that's reverse. Benefit and value always come first, and the features are just getting into the weeds. So as I'm reading this article, there was one other thing that came up this weekend that's slipping my mind right now, but there's this thing in my life, and it's the strongest structure ever formed, is the rule of threes. So if you ever see something come up in a short period of time that three times, it's something to pay attention to. It's just like this natural law that happens. And this happened three times over the course of about 3 days where this came up. And I start to think about this because obviously within ReachOut, we have certified technicians. We have a bunch of certifications around, but I cannot remember one single time in my almost 20 freaking years of being an independent consultant and having ReachOut after that, that a certification has mattered, or let alone that I even talked about it. Because I can go all the way back to 2003 when I was an MCSE, a Microsoft Certified Systems Engineer. I can go back to when I was a Linux Certified Professional, an LCP. I can go back and say I'm A+ in Network Plus. All of these certifications that exist within this industry, I have never once talked about. Not once. And I still get the deals time after time after time after time again. I've never been in a customer meeting. Never been in a customer meeting to where they've asked, hey, what's your credentials? I was in the freaking White House advising the White House on artificial intelligence and border security for the previous administration. And not once, not one single time did they say, hey, what does a piece of paper say about you? What are the letters after your name? All people do is they look at the value. That's all that they care about, is the value that you bring to the table. Can you do the job or not? Period. I'm telling you, there's a benefit to certifications because it gives you the knowledge on how to do the job. But I will take somebody with 20 years of experience any day than somebody who just took a test last week. Period. Within our organization, or within any place that you might end up being at some point in time, I am telling you, your certifications matter so that you can do the job, so you have the skill set. It does not sell the deals, ever. Unless maybe, I'll put this accolade, or this sidebar, unless maybe it's a government deal where they're looking for something very specific. But I'm talking with how most of us sell to consumers, to B2B, small businesses, mid-markets. Nobody asks. I'll tell you what else doesn't matter too, are logos of vendors on your websites. If you take a look at Reach Out, we don't list our partners. We don't say, oh, we're a Microsoft Gold partner. Who freaking cares? It doesn't matter. And we still make dollar after dollar. We still close deal after deal after deal. They don't care because all they see is the person that's sitting in front of them. And all they need to know is say, hey, have you done this before? Have you done this for other people? Tell me about those times. And as long as you're not diving into the weeds, and the weeds, I am telling you, the weeds are your certification. The weeds are your education. The weeds are specs. This is also why we never line item stuff on invoices, is because we articulate value. We articulate outcomes. I articulate a desired end state, saying this is what's going to happen. And you know what? If it doesn't happen, they don't have to stick with you. So, I mean, that's your own integrity. When you go into a situation, like if you sign up for a job at Reach Out and you're like, hey, this is what I can do. And you're like, there's your resume. You know, that's great. But if somebody starts diving into your education hardcore, don't worry about it. Pass it on by, because they probably can't even articulate their own value for real. Like the person interviewing you probably can't even articulate their own value if they're just sitting there going through, oh, I see you graduated in 2007. You know, those are some nice letters after your name there. I wish I had those letters. You know, and who cares? Can you do the job or not? I've had people who have been MBAs that have worked for me that suck, could not do the job. Right? Bad hire on my part. Sure, I never focus on the education, but education, certifications, specifications will not get your deal sold. The only thing that gets your deal sold, the only thing that customers matter about, the only thing that people matter about is, can you do what you say you are going to do and show a track record of being able to do that? You know, I've never gone public before, obviously never taken a company public before, but I articulated the value ahead of time to get the right people involved to actually make it happen. And you know what? When they looked at me and said, you know what, Rick, you've never done this before. I'm like, you're right, I haven't, but I'm going to figure it out. And it's okay. If you want to jump in right now, that's fine. If you don't want to jump in, that's cool too. I'm still going to do it. And it took that. It actually took proof of concept for some people to get in. There's a concept called first money when it comes to investors. And almost nobody wants to be the first money because it's an unproven thing, right? But the first money are the people that actually end up getting the most reward because they took the risk. Risk tolerance and timing is a big thing. And that's the same thing with customers. If you can articulate the value, because the only way people know how good you are or how good you say that you are before they sign the contract, before they sign the deal, is your branding and your marketing. That's it. And within your branding and your marketing are your message. So if you're picking up the phone and it's like, hey, you know, Reach Out, what's going down? And you're a technician working on something. It's like, cool. How can we set the frame, which I've been thinking about this lately, how can we set the frame ahead of time and say, I'm going to get this fixed for you today? Like right out of that, right? All they care about is the outcome. Do you think they're calling? Customers are calling up to Reach Out and saying, hey, you know what? Before you work on my printer problem, what certifications do you have? Because I mean, I don't know. Are you HP certified? I've got an HP. Oh, you're Xerox certified. I don't know if you can help me or not, right? Well, you don't have any printer certification. Oh, but you built a whole freaking infrastructure in the cloud. You know, I don't know though, because you don't have the certification for this thing right here. It doesn't matter. Come on. Within 20 years of me being outside of the corporate environment, on my own and with Reach Out, not once have I ever been asked, what are your certifications? Are you a Microsoft partner? Are you an HP partner? All of those things, not once. And we still close deal after deal after deal for one specific reason, because I can articulate the value of the outcome and the desired end state. That's all that matters. Before people know that you can do what you actually say you do, the only thing they know that you can do that is by your branding and your marketing, which within those is your message. Don't get caught in the weeds, because education, it's great. I think a lot of people need that stuff. Absolutely. Especially accountants, lawyers, I hope doctors, right? I mean, you don't want somebody cutting you open unless they've been through a residency and they've studied the human body, the biology, all of those things. Education is important for a lot of industries. At the same time, like when I had LASIK, right? The one thing I asked the guy, I'm like, how many times have you done this? Oh, I've done over 60,000 procedures. I've been in this for 25 years. Awesome. You know what? You got the same degree as the dude down the street that has cut an eye 10 times. I'm gonna go with you, brother. Absolutely. Because of your history and your outcomes and what you're selling me is the value which he articulated. Never got into the specifications of the stuff, anything like that. All I know is that afterwards, 9 years later, I can still see 2015 because I chose a person that could articulate the value with his branding and his message. That's what I will continue to do. That's what I hope you continue to do, because education, certifications, those are a sub thought that gave you the foundation to be able to do what you're doing. What matters is, one, your experience, and two, especially, this should be like number one, top of it, can you articulate the value of what you bring to the table?